evening, YouTube, and good evening, Facebook. We're coming on just a little bit early to give people a chance to join us for our worship service tonight. We're going to have a hymn and psalm sing, as well as studying through the 20th chapter of John in the Bible. And so we hope that you can join us, and hope that you find it a blessing. I want to thank all the people that have been joining us on Facebook and YouTube. And we're not doing talk shows. I've made a decision that I'm not going to do anymore, because there's too much conflict and controversy that rises on that format. And I'm through with all the infighting and conflict and stuff. And so we're just going to be doing our broadcast on these two formats. And may God be glorified. We may invite guests from time to time on TalkShoe. I may invite certain people on. I may invite Aaron on sometime, Aaron Huddle. I may invite Walt Stickle. I may invite Chris Dernerin. But it will just be myself and whoever I invite. I'm not going to have multiple parties interrupting and running over people and all that. It's just not good. Welcome aboard, Laura Lou Solomons. Good to see you. So tonight we're going to be singing out of the old school hymnal. We're going to be singing some of the old school hymns. This is taken from the old school hymnal. And we're also going to be singing out of an old psalter. And so we're going to be singing some of the psalms. And Rosette and Mark and I love to sing the old hymns and the psalms. So I'm going to turn the camera around. The first one we're going to sing tonight is number 284, Poor and Afflicted.
Poor and afflicted, Lord, I among the great unfit to shine. But though the world may think it strange, they would not with the world exchange. Poor and afflicted, yet they trust in God the gracious, wise and just. More than he deigned his lot to choose, nor would they dare his will refuse. Poor and afflicted oft they are, so hard oppressed with want and care. Yet he who saves them by his blood makes every sorrow yield them good. Poor and afflicted, yet they sing for Christ the glorious conquering King. Through suffering's perfect reigns on high, and us their every need supply. And while they walk the roaring way, they're often heard to sigh and say, Dear Savior, come, oh quickly come, and take thy mourning pilgrim's home. Poor and afflicted, yet ere long, they'll join the bright celestial throne, and all their sufferings then shall close, and heaven afford them sweet repose. Poor and afflicted still in thee, our wealth of riches all be. For thou art all our righteousness, and will the poor and needy bless. Poor and afflicted, Christ our friend, our first great cause and last great end. How sweet to know that we will be with Christ in all eternity.
Okay. The next one we're going to be singing is I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord, on 190. Page 190, a lot of people are looking for a physical kingdom over there in Jerusalem. Most vile place, promoting homosexuality and transgender, LGBT, and they call it the Holy Land? I don't think so. We're looking for the New Jerusalem, God's heavenly kingdom, coming down out of God, out of heaven. 190.
I love thy kingdom, Lord, the house of thine abode, the church our blessed Redeemer sake, with his own precious blood. I love thy church, O God, her walls before thee stand, dear as the apple of thy eye, and graven on thy hand. For her my tears shall fall, for her my prayers ascend, to her my cares and toils begin, till toil and care shall end. Beyond my highest joy, I prize her heavenly ways, her sweet communion, all about her hymns of love and praise. Jesus, our friend divine, our Savior and our King, thy hand from every snare and foe shall great deliverance bring. Sure as thy truth shall last, to Zion shall be given the brightest glories earth can yield, and brighter bliss of heaven.
Well, let's sing We're Marching to Zion. 42, We're Marching to Zion. Spiritual Zion, not physical Zion.
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord, join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne, and thus around the throne, we're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion, we're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, we speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad. The hill of Zion yields a thousand sacred sweets. Before we reach the heavenly fields, before we reach the heavenly fields, or walk the golden streets, or walk the golden streets, then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground, we're marching through Emmanuel's ground, to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion, we're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Well, you all have any other ones you'd like to sing?
43, Grace is Free.
43.
Grace
praise ye the Lord, oh,
praise Him every nation. Grace is free, yes, grace is free. Jesus the rod of wonderful salvation. Grace is free, yes, grace is free. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Christ has paid the debt for me. Glory, 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 hallelujah. I'm so glad that salvation's free. Praise ye the Lord, ye isles of the ocean. Grace is free, yes, grace is free. Come with your hearts overflowing with devotion. Grace is free, yes, grace is free. Praise Him, all people. Praise Him, all creation. Grace is free, yes, grace is free. Christ on the cross, way of free and full of oblation. Grace is free, yes, grace is free. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Christ has paid the debt for me. Glory, 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 hallelujah. I'm so glad that salvation's free.
Well, let's sing 152, The Lord Jehovah Reigns. The Lord Jehovah Reigns. The Lord Jehovah reigns, and royal state maintains. His head with awful glories crowned, arrayed in robes of light, he girt with sovereign might. The rays of majesty around, upheld by thy commands, thy world securely stands, and skies and stars obey thy word. Thy crown was fixed on high, before the starry sky. Eternal is thy kingdom, Lord. In vain the noisy crowd, like billows fierce and loud, against thy empire rage and roar. In vain with angry spite, the surly nations fight, and dash thy waves against the shore. Let bloods and nations rage, and all the earthly age, let swelling tides assault the sky. The terrors of thy crown shall beat their madness down, thy throne forever stands on high. Well, how about 187? 187.
The Lord, my precious shepherd is, I am His little sheep. He leads me to His pastures green, beside still waters deep. In righteous paths He leadeth me, lest I should go astray. Restores my soul and make me glad. I praise Him day by day. Through the shades of death I walk, the valley's dark and drear. His rod and staff they comfort me, for He is always near. My head with barley does anoint, my cup runs o'er with joy. The peace my Lord prepares for me, my foes cannot destroy. Goodness and mercy follow me, their joys I cannot tell. They comfort me and give me hope, that in His house I'll dwell. I want to praise Him while I live.
because he loved me so, and rising to that glory world, a perfect praise I'll know.
Well, across the street, I almost said, across the page, there's a song that's called Come All Ye Morning Pilgrims. And I like that one. Mark, you want to start that?
Come all ye morning pilgrims, here we're bound for Canaan's land. Take courage and fight valiantly, stand fast with sword in hand. Our captain's gone before us, our Father's Holy Son. The pilgrims here pray, do not fear, but let us follow on. We have a holy wilderness to Canaan's happy shore, a land of earth and pits and snares while chilling winds do roar. But Jesus will be with us and guide us on the way. Though enemies examine us, he'll teach us what to say. Sweet rivers of salvation all through Canaan's land to roll. The beams of heaven's scenes illuminate the soul. I see bright clouds of glory above the field so white, and gentle gales that bear my soul to Jesus, my delight.
Anybody have any they'd like to sing?
Morning, our faith.
I don't know that one.
When the Lord bids us walk in the valley of woe, we would falter and fall by the way. Were it not for our faith ever strong to press on, so we get to the other side.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
How about 143? Wonderful is his name.
Lowly he came from the glory on high. Here among men to live, suffer, and die. Rising, he conquered the power of the grave. Now he is living the sinner to say, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, for he shall save his people. Wonderful is his name. Sweet to my soul is that story of old. Never, oh, never a sweeter was told. Jesus Redeemer, there's no other name. Jesus my Savior, forever the same. Don't proclaim it in pity and love. Jesus the name every other above. Tell it abroad over land and the wave. Tell of the Savior Almighty to save. Though at the moment for us to depart, shadows may gather and teardrops may start. Then just to whisper that name in the ear lightens the darkness and banishes fear. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, for he shall save his people. Wonderful is his name.
Well, we used to sing this next song when I was a kid, and I always liked it, so we'll sing it tonight. 91, Close to Thee. Mm-hmm. Close to Thee.
Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with Thee. Close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with Thee. Not for ease or worldly pleasure, not for fame my prayer shall be. Gladly will I toil and suffer, Only let me walk with Thee. Lead me through the veil of shadows. Bear me o'er life's fitful sea. In the gate of life eternal, may I enter, Lord, with Thee. Close to Thee, close to Thee. Close to Thee, close to Thee. Through the gate of life eternal, may I enter, Lord, with Thee.
How about Jesus Savior, pilot me? 92. Jesus Savior, pilot me.
Jesus Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. On the waves before me roll, hiding rocks and treacherous shoal, chart and compass come from Thee. Jesus Savior, pilot me as a mother stills her child. Thou canst touch the ocean wild, boisterous waves obey Thy will. When Thou sayest to them, be still, wondrous sovereign of the sea, Jesus Savior, pilot me. When at last I near the shore, and the fearful breakers roar, twixt me and the peaceful rest, then while eating on my breast, may I hear Thee say to me, here Thy eye will pilot Thee.
Well, we'll sing a couple more hymns, and then we'll sing two or three of the Psalms, and then we'll get into our Bible study.
Page 94, show pity, Lord.
Page 94, show pity, Lord.
Show pity, Lord, O Lord, forgive. Let a repenting rebel live. Are not Thy mercies large and free? Make not a sinner trust in Thee. My crimes are great, but don't surpass the power and glory of Thy grace. Great God, Thy nature hath no bound, so let Thy pardoning love be found. Should sudden vengeance seize my breath, I must pronounce Thee just in death. And if my soul were sent to hell, Thy righteous law approves it well. Yet save a trembling sinner, Lord, whose hope still hovering around Thy word would light on some sweet promise there, some sure support against despair. Oh, depth of mercy can't be, that mercy still reserved for me. Ah, can my God His wrath forbear, and me the chief of sinners spare?
Well, how about if we end the hymn sing with "500, How Great Thou Art."
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds Thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. This sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from a lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. And when I think that God is son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. This sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. This sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art,
how great thou art.
Okay, we're going to jump over and sing a couple of three psalms.
We want to thank you all for joining us tonight. Ty Butler, Laura Solmans, and the rest that I can't see on here. And we also want to thank those that will be joining us at the top of the hour, as well as those who have joined us on YouTube as well.
Page. Okay, the psalm that we're first going to sing is on page 58, Psalm 119p.
Men of double,
the men of double, my God, thy love, my love, pastor. Thou art my shield in a hiding place. My hope is in thy word. Depart, endure that I may. My God's commandments he sustain as thou hast promised me that I may live in thee. Quench not my hope, but hold me safe. Thy statutes I respect. All those who from my statutes err, in scorn thou dost reject. How useless their deceitfulness, in falsehood is no gain. Thou dost the wicked purge from earth, like dross that none remain. So I thy testimonies love, my precious quivering, for fear of thee and deepest fault, thy judgment surely bring.
Okay. On page 51, Psalm 99C.
The Lord is King indeed, let people quail out of fear. He sits between the cherubims, let earth be moved. The Lord in Zion rules, and over all is high. Oh, praise his great and terrible name, the Holy One. The power of the King, he loves judgment. In Jacob you establish equity and righteousness. Exalt and celebrate the Lord who is our God. And at his footstool worship him, the Holy One. For Moses was his priest. and Aaron to discern, and Samuel of them to call upon his name. The Lord received their cry, he spoke from out the cloud. His testimonies they obeyed, they kept his love. O Lord our God, you heard, and answer gave to them. You were a God that bore them up, but judge their works. Exalt the Lord our God, must keep his holy hill. The holy is the holy of the Lord our God.
Well, what about if we sing number one, Psalm 1, page 1, taken from Psalm 1. Oh, greatly blessed is the man who walketh not astray in counsels of ungodly men, nor stands in sinners' way, nor sitteth in the scorner's chair, but places his delight upon God's law and meditates in his law day and night. He shall be like a tree that grows set by the water's side, which in its season yields its fruit and greens its leaves abide. And all he does shall prosper well. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff which by the wind is driven to and fro. In judgment therefore shall not stand such as ungodly are, nor in the assembly of the just shall wicked men appear. Because the way of godly men is to the Lord known, whereas the way of wicked men shall quite be overthrown.
Well, let's sing the last psalm we'll sing. Is page 32, number 22I. Yes.
All
ends of earth remembering him shall turn themselves to the Lord. The kindreds of the nations then to him their homage shall accord, because the Lord the King amongst and rules above all earthly thrones. The rich and mighty of the earth shall eat and low before him bend, and in his presence all shall bow, who helpless to the dust he sent. The wretched who, although they strive, can't keep their souls aligned. A sea shall rise to serve his will, and to the aged shall be told about our Lord. Then they shall go and shall his right unto a people yet unknown, that this was done by him alone.
Well, we always like singing the old hymns and singing the psalms. Welcome Barry Henderson, and welcome Ty Butler, and welcome Laura Solomons,
and Isaac Eunice. We're very pleased to have you with us tonight. And we also welcome those that have joined us on the YouTube side as well, or will listen later. And just for your all's knowledge, if you want to listen to any more of our broadcast, you can go to, on the audio side, you can go to sermonaudio.com/housechurch, and all of our broadcasts are on Sermon Audio. That's again sermonaudio.com/housechurch. Or to make it easy for you, just put in your search engine Pineville Grace Fellowship. That will take you to Sermon Audio as well. Tonight, Mark has agreed to work with me in reading. We're going through and studying tonight a beautiful account of the resurrection in the 20th chapter of John. We've done this one before, but since we've been working through the book of John, I thought, well, we'll just go ahead and work on through till the end of this. We only got two more chapters, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Brother Mark to, my son, Brother Mark, to read tonight. This is a total of 31 verses. And so I'm going to have Mark read the first 16 verses. And then any comments you want to make on that, Mark, you can. And then I'll read down through the rest of it and make any comments as well.
Chapter 20, John.
Chapter 20 in the Authorized King James Version of the Bible.
The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone take away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid it. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came to the sepulchre. And he stooping down, and looking in, saw him linen clothed lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth linen clothed lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed, for as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again to death. Then the disciples went away again to their own home. But Mary stood without the sepulchre weeping, as she wept. She stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him thence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself, and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is the same Master.
What are your thoughts on that, eh? Thoughts come to your mind, Mark?
Yeah, he was talking about they just rose from the grave.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And he left pretty strong evidence of that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to just go through this quickly, and hopefully we can glean some new truths from it. Beginning with the first verse of John 20, notice that it was the first day of the week. First day of the week. And notice it was Mary Magdalene. Okay, it wasn't his mother, it was Mary Magdalene. And Mary Magdalene was the one, he cast out seven devils. Isn't that interesting? She would be the first one to get the good news that Jesus had risen from the dead. That gives me a lot of comfort. The good news is not limited to the elite or the highly educated or the doctor's degrees and the seminaries. But the good news was shared first and foremost to the one out of whom Christ cast seven devils. And she's the one that announced this to Simon Peter, the one who had denied Jesus three times. He was the second one to find out. That ought to give us comfort. If you ever denied your Lord and Savior, there's good news. He forgives. He forgave Peter, and he will forgive his people. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they laid him. Well, we see that Peter is the one that came to the sepulchre, and we see that Peter was outrun by Paul. I mean, by John, I'm sorry. And he's stooping down, looking in. He saw the linen clothes lying, and he went not in. And then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkins. So there was very strong evidence right there that something had happened. And in verse 7, the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. That shows some organization right there. It was wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, John, which and he saw and believed. Okay, he saw the evidence. It says, sure, that he must rise again from the dead. You know, even though Christ said, if you destroy this kingdom, I will raise it in 3 days. Even the disciples didn't have all of the knowledge